Well, here at home, ophthalmologists are on the defensive after that data released yesterday on Medicare reimbursements showed that eye doctors received the most. At the top, Florida ophthalmologist Salomon Melgen. Now, back in 2007 and 8, an investigation concluded he'd overcharged for the expensive medication Lucentis used to treat macular degeneration. He was forced to pay back $9 million. He reached out to Democratic lawmakers for help during a battle over payments, and he's still under federal scrutiny. But in 2012, the data shows, in his solo practice, he received over $20 million from Medicare. Now, as we heard yesterday, there are a lot of different reasons a doctor might legitimately receive high Medicare payments. One, their name might be on a large practice with lots of doctors. But what can we learn from the data on eye doctors? Amitabh Chandra is professor of public policy at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. Professor, you say this starts a conversation. What is it?
So I think the way to think about the conversation on macular degeneration is to basically realize that there are two ways that we could treat macular degeneration today. There is the use of Avastin, or there is the use of Lucentis. They're both made by Genentech, so it's the same company that manufactures both treatments. Lucentis is about 40 times more expensive than Avastin. And we have done about 6 clinical trials showing that they're essentially the same in terms of what they do for patients.
And when you say it's that many times more, it's something like $2,000 for Lucentis and $50 for Avastin.
That's exactly right. $2,000 for Lucentis, $50 for Avastin, 40-fold difference in price. They're the same in terms of what they do for patients. Now, what the data really tell me is that if physicians are being paid fee-for-service, then they have absolutely no incentive to use the cheaper treatment. It's only because of physician professionalism that physicians would choose to use Avastin. And the good news is that the vast majority of patients with macular degeneration are actually treated with Avastin. The vast majority of physicians do the right thing. However, the physician does profit if he or she uses Lucentis, because what Medicare does is Medicare reimburses physicians 106% of the cost. So if I buy a more expensive drug and offer that to my patients, I'm going to get paid more by Medicare.
So Medicare pays 6% over the cost of the drug. First of all, is that for what the payment for what a doctor has to spend to do billing and things like that? That's what that 6% markup is?
That's right. That's what the 6% markup is for.
Well, so they get more.
They get more for the more expensive
exactly.
drug, right?
Even though it's the same paperwork. But we're reading that they also, for instance, if they use their own credit cards to pay for these drugs, the New York Times is reporting that they get frequent flyer miles. You know, that doctors are buying the more expensive drug, using their credit card, getting the higher markup, and getting frequent flyer miles on their cards.
That's right. I think all of this just highlights that the financial incentives are really bad. But the other thing it tells us is what I just said, which is that, you know, it's a small group of doctors that we should care dearly about. But there's also optimism in there, in that is that if we could figure out the 5, 10, 15% of physicians who are struggling and design a reimbursement system that helps sort of align what we're doing with the value of care that patients are getting, great things could happen for American healthcare.
Yeah. What else are you seeing that can be useful out of yesterday's data numbers?
I think of yesterday's data numbers as really representing or the building blocks of a transformation that American healthcare is going through. Yesterday's data by itself is not particularly useful. Very few of us, even experts, know what to do with yesterday's data because it doesn't have the nuance that allows me to distinguish value from waste. However, there are a number of other players in today's marketplace that can make much more sense of these data. And once they make sense of these data, what you will see is selective contracting. You will see commercial payers, for example, read yesterday's data and stop contracting with physicians that they view as being inefficient providers or wasteful providers of healthcare. And this is exactly the way we want to rein in costs in healthcare. We don't want to get into the business of saying, this drug works and so we'll cover it. That drug doesn't work, so we won't cover it. However, if we've got a payer saying, this doctor doesn't look like he or she's delivering high-value care, so we're just not going to contract with this doctor, then I think we've created a far more efficient delivery system.
Is there anything else that jumped out at you from yesterday's reports?
One of the great things about yesterday's report was that it focused the lens on the outliers, highlighting yet again what a terrible job we do in our social insurance in the social insurance program of Medicare at doing utilization review. But we must remember that there's errors of omission and commission. So in other words, in the outlier group of physicians are physicians who actually are not inefficient. And in the middle of the distribution, the part of the distribution that we didn't shine the light on, are a number of doctors who are probably very often delivering inefficient care. So it's not the case that all the waste is isolated to that group of doctors in the tail, the group that we call the outliers.
Yeah, and how do you find those ones in the middle?
I think that's where the clinical nuance comes in. We have to marry the data that was released yesterday to our knowledge of what goes on in the billing behind the scenes, and that's not in these data. So, for example, is it the case that this provider looks incredibly aggressive because all the other providers in her group are billing under that provider's name? There will be other providers who actually don't get paid a lot by Medicare, so nobody shines the light on them. But it's possible that everything that they do is absolutely wasteful. So simply because one is in the tail doesn't mean that that's the only place where the waste is. Hmm. The waste and the value is marbled throughout the system.
Amitabh Chandra, professor of public policy at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.